Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Getting ready for a very busy week as we are an extra half hour every single day this week. A lot of great events going on in and around the area. And one that you should certainly keep an eye on is Operation Backpack. It'll be taking place at Levin Furniture in Avon this Thursday, August 3rd. And here to tell us more about that is Becky Carlino with Volunteers of America of Greater Ohio. Becky, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us today.
Well, for those who don't know what Operation Backpack is, what is this all about? I know this is something that's been going on for a while. It's for a wonderful cause, but what kinds of details can you share with us?
Well, Operation Backpack is a program of Volunteers of America of Greater Ohio, but it's also a program of Volunteers of America on a national basis. So throughout a lot of our major cities, we are collecting backpacks and school supplies for kids in need in our communities.
Obviously for a wonderful cause, because as kids end up going back to school, a lot of them unfortunately do not have the funds necessary in order to purchase all of the things that you can think of when you think of what kids need to go back to school, whether it be school supplies and things of that nature. What kinds of things are you looking for in particular when it comes to donations?
You can basically shop off of any of your local school list. They need the very basics of new crayons, new pens, new pencils, folders, paper, the backpack itself. But most importantly, I think giving a child a backpack filled with new school supplies gives them a different set of skills and confidence to start the school year versus some parents that I've met that just kind of go through their junk drawers in their kitchen and pull out whatever pens and pencils they can find, and the kid's sitting next to someone else in the classroom and they have an old pen and half of a notebook, and it really destroys their confidence.
And I want to hit on that for another second here as well, because I think there's something to be said for that. And I know one of the big slogans of the campaign is giving confidence. You're not necessarily just giving a backpack or not necessarily just giving school supplies that are necessary for some of these kids to succeed, but you're also giving confidence. And I think that goes a long, long ways going into the school year. And just if you could elaborate on that for just a second more, because I think that is very, very important.
I remember when I grew up as a kid, my favorite thing was new clothes for school, right? New school year, new clothes. And the other thing I loved was picking out my folder. So one year everything would be purple and everything would be green. And I'd start school year feeling excited and ready to take on whatever it was, even though I was a little bummed out summer was over. So you have to think about the kid that doesn't have those new supplies and they're walking into a classroom where the other kids do. And I've heard horrible stories about, we all know about bullying and the kids being judged and tormented. And you can see immediately that your fellow classmate doesn't have what you have, so you pick on them. Like, oh, you have a used folder. You have, those free pens that are shaped like bones or whatever. And you immediately stand out from the other kids. So your confidence is broken. You feel set back. And that happens the second you unpack your book bag on the first day. So I think that having those new supplies eliminates that lack of confidence and gives them that moment where they think, I can do this. And the parent thinks, my kid can achieve their full potential.
Absolutely. No, I think that's 100% spot on. Again, we're talking with Becky Carlino of the Volunteers of America of Greater Ohio. They've got an Operation Backpack event going on this Thursday, August 3rd at Levin Furniture. Well, you guys have interacted with kids and parents all over who benefit from this. Well, what is it that they say when you ask them, what does a backpack mean to you? I would imagine it encompasses a lot of the things that we just mentioned.
I've seen some of the kids choose their backpack at some of the distribution events, and they will pick a backpack that suits their personality. So the choice, the being able to make the choice, gives them hope and excitement. And I've had parents send me pictures of their kids halfway through the school year where they're getting A's and B's and feeling great. And that picture was the second one. The first picture they sent me was on their first day of school, ready to take on the world. That's what the mom wrote on the back of the picture. And for me, and for anybody who gives a backpack, that's really an amazing moment.
Yes, without question. Sounds like it's something very, very rewarding for folks who are in the area. Again, it's going to be at the Levin Furniture in Avon this Thursday, August 3rd. Operation Backpack, check it out. Head on down there. Again, a lot of different items that you can donate at that particular event. Now, what's the history of this event? I know that the Volunteers of America has been around for over 100 years, but how long has Operation Backpack been around?
You know, I don't know the exact. I know it's been around for over 10 years. I know that it started in New York City at our affiliate, Volunteers of America Greater New York, and it just kind of ballooned from there, and all the different affiliates in the different states started picking it up. I can honestly say coast to coast we're doing it, from Sacramento to New York City to Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, and Ohio. So, and it's something that addresses the needs of the children primarily that are living homeless in the homeless system. So we try to work with other charities in the area to really make sure that even homeless children have the right advantage to start the school year.
And, you know, in your interaction with this program particularly, in your eyes, how has this really all improved and how has it kind of evolved over the last 10 years?
Well, I've been involved with the program for about 4 years, and because school is my favorite and I always wanted to be a teacher, I love the program. How has it evolved? We have a really great relationship with Cleveland 19 News, and they've really helped us springboard the campaign into this amazing five-night collection night, like the one you keep mentioning on Thursday night at Levin Furniture. So they help us seek out partners, more corporations want to participate, individuals call, people call, and it's an amazing, rewarding experience for our organization, and to see the smiles on little kids' faces when they get them. I can't express that or say that too much, I hope.
Again, we're talking with Becky Carlino of Volunteers of America of Greater Ohio. Again, they have an event coming up this Thursday, Operation Backpack at the Levin Furniture in Avon. Are you guys still searching for volunteers for this event?
We do not need volunteers for the event, but what we do need is people to collect things. And whatever you can give, a brand new backpack or a bag full of brand new school supplies, we want you to kind of stop on up and drop that off at the Levin Furniture. We'll be there with Cleveland 19 News having a good time. Usually there's music and sports teams and all sorts of stuff. It turns into a giant backpack party. That's what I like to call it. So, yes, we're still looking for people to donate to it. And if you want to make a donation and you can't make it, we do have a text-to-give number if you want me to give that.
Sure, absolutely. That was going to be my very next question, almost as if you knew what I was going to ask you there. I was going to ask, you know, how can the listeners get involved? For our listeners right now who are driving around and they want some more information about what they can give when they come to this event, maybe what they could collect prior to the event. And I guess more importantly, too, if they just want more details about Volunteers of America of Greater Ohio in general, where can they go to get all of that information?
So it's really simple. If you search out Operation Backpack Cleveland on the internet, since you're driving, just type in Operation Backpack Cleveland and it will take you right to our website. You'll be able to find us quickly. If you're sitting at a stoplight, I do not encourage texting and driving. You can certainly text Ohio to 7177 and that will also send you information and you can read that when you get home. Or you can certainly visit our website at voago.org.
VOAOGO.org, correct?
VOAGO.org.
All righty, very nice. And just one last time for our listeners out there as well, what are the things that they're going to experience when they come to this Operation Backpack event on Thursday? You mentioned some of the things earlier, but wanted to run through those one more time. It's not just a gathering of folks who are donating some items. You mentioned there'll be some music out there and people will be having a nice time.
So the some of the anchors and talent from Cleveland 19 News are there to, some of them sign autographs, but they help us do the collection because Cleveland 19 News really supports this campaign. Sometimes they bring in bands and musicians. Usually they're local. I was there last year, and it turned School of Rock was there last year when we were at the Levin Furniture. The whole store gets involved. The staff is there. Community comes, and it turns into this, I call it a backpack party. I wish I had a better phrase for it, but it's really a fun event.
No, I like that, a backpack party. I mean, it lives up to the billing of the event name itself. That absolutely works. It sounds like you guys are going to have a blast on Thursday. Again, it'll be Thursday, August 3rd at Levin Furniture in Avon, Operation Backpack. Becky, thank you very much for spending some time to give us some more information on the event, and best of luck on Thursday.
Oh, thank you, and thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Again, that's Becky Carlino of Volunteers of America of Greater Ohio. Don't forget, check it out this Thursday, Operation Backpack at Levin in Avon. We'll step aside, take a quick break, but we'll come back after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.